Cragger felt the seal with their sensitive paws. It had stuck to both scroll and ribbon.
What a pity to break this lovely thing. I would have liked to keep it as a memento of my old friend Abbas Songbreeze.
Yeah, you'm leaving it to I, ma'am. I'll get it for you.
From his belt pouch, Gundel took a tiny flat-bladed knife, which he used for special tasks in the kitchen. It was as sharp as a freshly broken crystal shard. Skillfully, he slit the faded ribbon of cream-coloured silk and slid the blade under the wax, cleverly lifting it away from the scroll in one undamaged piece. Mira held it up admiringly.
Good work, Gundel. It looks like a scarlet medallion hanging from its ribbon. Here you are, Gregor.
Taking it carefully, the badger mum smiled with pleasure.
I'll treasure this. Thank you, Gundel. I'm sure no beast but you could have performed such a delicate operation.
Gundel scratched the floor with his foot paws, wiggling his stubby tail furiously, which moles will often do when embarrassed by a compliment.
It weren't nothing, marm. Only a little task.
Mira was practically hopping with eagerness.
Can we open the scroll now, Gregor?
The blind badger pulled a face of comic indifference.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit sleepy. Let's leave it until tomorrow.
She waited until she heard her friend's sighs of frustration.
Go on then, open it. But be sure you read anything that's written down there loud and clear. I wouldn't miss this for another feast. Well, carry on, Mira.
The bark cloth had remained supple, and Mira unrolled it with meticulous care. There were two pieces. A dried oak leaf fell out from between them, and she picked it up.
There's two pages of writing. It's very neat. Abba's song must have been really good with a quill pen. A leaf, too.
Gregor held out her paw.
Give me the leaf.
Holding it to her face, she traced the leaf's outline with her nose tip.
An oak leaf. I wonder if it's got any special meaning. What does song have to say? Come on, Miss Otter, read to me.
Mira began to read the beautifully written message.
Fortunate are the good creatures dwelling within these walls, content in peaceful harmony as each new season falls. Guided in wisdom by leaders, one living, the other long dead. Martin the warrior in spirit, and our chosen abbey head. 'Tis Martin who chooses our champion, should peril or dangers befall. But who selects the abbess or abbot to rule Redwall? I was once your abbess, a task not like any other. To follow a path in duty bound, I took on the title of mother. Mother abbess, father abbot, they look to you alone. For sympathy, aid and counsel, you must give up the life you've known. To take on the mantle of guidance, as leaders before you have done. Upholding our abbey's traditions, for you alone are the one.
There was a brief silence. Then Gregor repeated the last line.
For you alone are the one.